God's month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Salam and welcome to the program. Once the Prophet's 16th fallible successor, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, was asked as which of these two people is better, the one who reads more Quran in his ritual prayer or the other one who reads more supplication in his ritual prayer, while both of them finish the prayer together. The Imam said that both are good. But when he was asked again, he said that supplication is better. And three times swore by God that supplication is the best worship. Dear listeners, let us not neglect supplication in this blessed month. Once a man came to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and opened a parcel in which there was a bird with its chicks. The Bedouin said, "While I was passing through the desert, I found these chicks and took them thinking that they may die of hunger in this desert. On the way, a bird kept flying over our head. I realized that it was the mother. So, as soon as I opened the parcel, it came down as it couldn't tolerate separation from its chicks." The Prophet of Islam said, "The merciful God is 1,000 times kinder to his servants than this bird to its chicks." Elsewhere, the Prophet said, "God's mercy is 100 parts, which he has manifested only one part of it in this world, and the rest will be manifested on the judgment day." May God help us recognize him like those true believers as they find the remaining 99 parts and believe in them in this world. Hence, they try not to even think of sins. Imam Reza, peace upon him, says, "Have a good opinion of God because God says, 'I am with your opinion.' If your opinion is good, my behavior will also be good. But if your opinion is evil, my behavior will also be evil." As a matter of fact, having evil opinion of God and being suspicious of him is the sign of feeble faith. That's why the Prophet says, "When you call Allah, be certain that it will be heard." This certainty is optimism and positive opinion on God, which will cause the prayer to be heard. Being optimistic of God does not mean to be engaged in sins with the illusion that God will forgive us. Rather, while being optimistic of God, we should always be pessimistic of ourselves because our inner self incessantly invites to evil and sins. In many supplications that are the heritage of the Prophet and the infallible Imams of his Ahlul Bayt, we are taught to be optimistic of Allah. Being optimistic of God while fearing the sins and confessing them shamefully will cause us not to repeat them. In the nights of the blessed month of Ramadan, we read in Dua Iftitah, which is supplication of opening or starting, O Allah, indeed your excusing towards my sin and your overlooking towards my flaw and your pardoning towards my wrongdoing and your covering towards my evil deed and your forbearing towards much of my crimes have made me greedy of asking you what I do not deserve from what you have bestowed upon me of your mercy and showed me of your power and caused me to know of your hearing. So all these caused me to call you in serenity with no fear or horror. Pardoning and excusing are among Allah's attributes. They are mentioned in the Quran 34 times. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says in his famous sermon while introducing the blessed month of Ramadan that Allah's month has come with blessing, mercy, and forgiveness. Each of these words is a manifestation of God's kindness and attention to his servants. Generally speaking, God's affairs are all done in the universe through his mercy and favor. He does not expose the sins and evil characteristics of his servants in spite of being aware of all of them. Servants commit sin, but God waits till they might repent and compensate. He even covers up their sins and spreads good name for them among people. Some people think that it is only the God-weary who deserve God's mercy and forgiveness. So it is only they who will be heard whenever they raise their hands for prayer. But realities on the ground have proved that God pays attention to his sinful servants too. In the part that was just read from Dua Iftitah, we are told that God pardons and excuses our sins and flaws. He is very forbearing before our transgression. He likes to see his servants calling him humbly with broken hearts and tearful eyes. O Allah, this much of mercy, magnanimity, and favor from you, while I do not deserve it, persuades me to dare to speak to you and ask you without fear. This makes me feel comfortable and calm before you and demand you everything. I know that I do not deserve anything, but you are great and merciful.